And we're go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the last sales training in February. February the 29th, leap day, my friends. We are in a leap year. Got an extra day of prospecting this year. Isn't that awesome? So speaking of prospecting, I wanted to talk to y'all about today about future casting. To me, future casting is the ultimate sales conversation that we should be having right now. What do I mean by that? And why do I say that? Well, what I mean by that is very simply put, most prospects you speak to, right? You've been prospecting, you've been selling, you're not living under a rock. Most prospects you speak to at this point in time are taken care of. All right, got my core carriers, not looking to add anybody. All of these other conversations that you have with these prospects are happening right here, right now. That's a fact, okay? So how do we future cast our prospects into seeing what's going to happen down the road, right? So here's a couple of strategies that I'm presently using now. They're working really well. I honestly think this is the method. This is the way we should be selling right now. And for those of you that are maybe managers or owners at this point, and you're on this call, or maybe you're watching it with your team right now, it might not be something you want to hear. But when a prospect comes to me and says, you know, Dan, I'm super happy. I've got half the volume that I used to have, and I've got the suppliers. My immediate response back is, I honor that. Thank you. Because if I was one of your suppliers, I'd be outrageously happy that because the market's going down, because rates are going down, you're not shopping the market to get more rates, right? So what am I doing? I'm giving them the kudos they deserve, because in reality, that's what I want as a customer. So I'm not saying it just to sound good or to get, you know, on their good side. It's because I would want that person as a customer. And then I immediately flip it and I say, however, we know the market's not going to be the way it is for long. Now, long is a relative term. Could be a year, could be till the end of 2024. It could be we're one natural disaster away from the market's turning, right? We're one election away from the market's turning. We're one non-election away from the market. Like, we're one anything away from the election's turning. Wednesday this week, so 2 days, yesterday, because we're the 29th Thursday, yesterday was the 2 year anniversary of the polar vortex, or 3 year anniversary of the polar vortex, two or three. So what does that mean, right? Polar vortex, when that came across Texas and everything, it crippled so many different industries and aspects of transportation. It took us almost a year to get out of it, right? So when we think of that situation, we are literally this close to being away from a market turning, right? Interest rates go 1 point either way, the market will turn. We are at an all-time low right now when it comes to the floor of carriers. The average national rate is $1.55 a mile. The floor is $1.50. So we are about to see a lot of carriers, even if they paid debt off during COVID and all this, we're about to see a mass exodus happening because you can only sustain this for so long. When that happens, what are you, the professional sales rep, doing to help your clients see that future? That's what future casting is all about, right? Future casting is very well known in industries like insurance, right? Well, Mr. Deegan, what happens? God forbid something happens to you a month, 2 years down the road. You get in an accident and you die. And I know it sounds morbid, but this is the way insurance is sold. You got to protect your family, right? So then you start future casting in your own mind and you start saying, oh my gosh, yeah. Like, if that happens, I got no will. I got all your money's going to go to the government, to the estate. It's going to be hell for your family. Like, this is how we actually get things done. Because who wants to sit down and talk about their own death and writing a will? Nobody. Right? I remember my wife and I talking about it. I was getting mad. I'm like, I'm not dying anytime soon. What the fuck am I talking about this shit for? But it's true. So the conversation with prospects about future casting is, okay, what is your plan when the market turns? What is your plan when the present suppliers you have right now, I honor that you respect them and that you're staying with them. But what is your plan when they start finding different freight? Because besides your freight, this market is dead, right? Think about this. And I've had conversation with numerous traffic managers. Like, well, I never thought of that. That's why I'm here, because I'm thinking about it all the time. I'm in communication with my suppliers all the time. What's changing? What triangles are changing for you? How are they changing? What are the numbers? Where are we looking at competing? I have a customer that's just starting up business in the next week. They've been down for almost 2 months. What I've been doing all week is spending time on identifying numbers, volumes, triangles, and who's going to be the main set of people for this particular freight run. That's future casting. Because I don't want my customer in 2.5-3 weeks when they start. I want to be ahead of the game for a month ahead of the game. So I'm constantly looking at that. And here's another thing for future casting, just to give you guys another little tidbit. If you have anything like a rate index, green screens, AI, DATS rate functionality, I would, if I were you, I would be looking at numbers that clients you're looking at getting have asked you for. So if you have clients that you've rated before and like, yeah, you know what? I'm good right now. I'm gonna kind of just stay status quo. We've got half the volume, but start researching those numbers, because if you see a pattern, you can future cast with your customers today, especially if you have those tools, right? Because all you do is just run that lane again. And you see a variation, 7, 30, 60, 90, 120 days. You see that variation if they're going up or down. And if you're seeing them going down or going up, whichever one, if they're flat even, either way, I would take a screenshot of that and send that to your prospects and say, hey, I know you said you're not making any changes right now. As you know, I focus on the horizon. I'm always paying attention to what's happening next. And here's the trick, everyone, to mitigate your negative market exposure. Use those words. Now, you might want to change them into your words to help you reduce, you know, the impact of the market when rates change. But negative market exposure is the context of what you're trying to get across, because no corporation wants to be in the position they were during COVID. Okay, where rates are skyrocketing and they're like, okay, hold on. My budget just went from this to this and I have no way to stop it. Nobody wants to be in that position. Now, there is no way to stop it when it happens, but if you can future cast it and you can prepare them for it, you've just become the asset they're looking for. This is very important. So take those numbers, take the screenshot and say, hey, I just wanted to share this with you. I'm doing it every week. I'm looking at it. I have it in my calendar set. Look at these numbers. If there's a variation of over 3%, send an email to the prospect. That's my weekly process that I go through every single week to make sure I'm on the up and up with what's happening with my prospect's business. Because here's the thing. As you, the logistics sales professional, your job is, how do I say this? Your job is not to move freight. Your job is to keep your customers' value, credibility, brand up. Now, the medium in which we do it just happens to be delivering their freight. But I believe there's more mediums to consider. I believe there's more levels, more pieces of the puzzle that we consider. And most sales reps just focus on the freight. So as soon as you pull back and you say, I'm going to address this, I'm going to pull this in, I'm going to pull this in, I'm going to pull this in, I'm going to pull all these pieces of the puzzle in and make my nucleus, instead of being this big, you got a nucleus that's this big. And when prospects are with you, when customers are with you, they know you got your pulse on what's happening in the market today to make that difference. That's the difference between an ordinary sales rep and a sales professional. One that's really in tune with the market. And here's another thing. You are going to find out a lot about the market that you never even knew. And that to me is a really good thing, because the more you stay on top of markets, the more of a resource you are to your customer. So for all of you out there that are saying, no, I'm a resource to my customer. If you haven't done this, I hate to break your bubble, but you're not a resource. You're still just after the commission. And when I say that, I mean it with the utmost respect, but it's all you're after because you're doing nothing to future-proof your prospect or your customer's life. And when you start future-proofing, you are going to see so many things in your world change. The response rate from prospects when you send them this screenshot. So let's say you rated, you know, Miami, Florida to Chicago 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. And you got the rate and the prospect says, you know what? Thanks. That's kind of where we're paying right now. We're not really in the market right now because our volumes are down and blah, blah, blah. And you've heard this conversation a million times. Send them, do the research, send them an email and say, and here's the trick. Say, here's the trick. That's not the right language. Here's the opportunity for you. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, I know 6 weeks ago we were talking. We gave you a number. The number was this from here to here. Since then, I've been doing a little research every week because I want to make sure I stay up to date on what's happening in your world. I know you're not looking for suppliers. This isn't a sales call to say, please, please, please use me. But here's the way the numbers changed. And this is the pattern that it's sliding up or down. I don't know if you're seeing it, but I figured it was a significant amount of change for me to get a hold of you. And just to let you know, I'm paying attention. That email will go so much further in your market, so much further than you can imagine. Because number one, nobody's doing it. Number two, you have no stake in the game because they've already told you we're not making a move for 6 months. We're not making a move for 6 months. You have zero stake in the game because you're not doing business with them. This is all preliminary. Now, think about it like this. If you're going to do that before you get the business, if you're going to do that when there's, in their mind, this much opportunity, zero opportunity of getting in with them, what are you going to do when you're moving their freight? How are you going to protect them when you're moving their freight? And don't for a second think that this isn't the conversation going on in your prospect's mind. I'm getting 5, 10, 100 times more calls than I used to every week. But you just did something that nobody else did. And I often say, put yourself in their shoes. If you were a logistics manager, if you were a procurement manager, if you were whatever the verb, you know, title is you want to use, and you had a choice between two different people, right? Styles of people. One that said, hey, what are you doing and how can I help? What, in essence, what can I get out of it? And two was, you know, what are you doing? How can I help? Oh, and by the way, here's a little bit of information that I'm going to feed you over the next 3 to 6 months just to help you make better decisions. My question is, who would you want to use? I think we can all agree it would be number two, the second person, because that second person has an invested interest in my results. And again, don't for a second think any of this relates to anything other than the results you can get for your customer, for your prospect. And right now, because volumes are down, because face it, the industry's in a shit show, they're getting what they expect. But are they expecting somebody to come and say, oh, by the way, look at how this is changing. So if we pay attention to this and this slides this way, you're in a, and I'm talking like when you go in, load to truck ratio, rates, how they've changed year over year, flatline, increase, whatever. All of that data is available. When you get it, use it to the best way, use it in the best way possible. You know, so many companies, and trust me, I speak with companies all the time. We're looking at integrating massive amounts of this data into Bridger, but we want people to use it wisely. So we're taking our time integrating it for one reason, because it's a tool to help you sell. So we're testing it, we're using it, we're testing it, we're using it, we're testing it, we're using it, and we're going to bring you the results and the best possible ways, excuse me, to do it. So for me, this is exactly what I would want to see if I was a traffic manager. I've asked hundreds and every one of them said, yeah, definitely. I mean, if anything in the market happened and you were to do that twice, even three times, so you think about it, in a month, your status can go from here to here with prospects because of two simple things you did. You did it twice, right? So I guess, so one research, you know, screenshot, email. So three things, three steps done twice. Elevates your status, your credibility with prospects. It's a fairly simple thing, but that's one piece of future casting. The next piece is the conversation that you have when you're prospecting. And really, I was only going to focus on that today, but I thought adding that second piece in for all of you that already have access to this data, I think is critical. I mean, listen, even if you want to do it where you've rated them 6 or 8 weeks ago, go back to the market, call three carriers, you know, hey, FYI, I went back to the market today because I was thinking about you. And so, I mean, you don't necessarily need the data, but you go back to the market and talk to your suppliers. Okay, so how many calls are you getting for this area? What are you thinking of load to truck? Like, ask them the questions. So you're still, you're actually accumulating and procuring your own data set to send to that customer. Put it in Notes and Bridger. This is the data set. This is what I sent them. Paste the email in. Write the email in like a Grammarly or a Word document and then paste it into your notes. So when you go to talk to them next time, you have all those numbers. Paste them in your rate sheets. Don't send them, just save them in your rate sheet. So you have the numbers at the tip of your fingers and you can start determining if it's sliding or not. So this isn't just like, I'm not saying you have to go out and buy software to do this. You can do it. It just takes a little bit more elbow grease if you do it manually than with software. But as we know, also all of these rate tools are cautionary, right? They're like, we can get load to truck ratios just from load board. So that's fine. You know, you can do a query, you can use like IT or all the any of the load boards that will give you pieces of this information. You got to interpret it the right way to deliver it. But in the end, you can deliver it and you can deliver it within 20, 25 minutes, you know, twice a month to a prospect. Now, I don't think investing an hour a month into giving a prospect pieces of information that's going to really help set you apart from the competition, I think it's a great investment, right? So if you look at your time and even say if you're $200 an hour based on your commissions, based on how much time you work, you invest $400 to get a customer that gives you $5,000 GP a month. That's a hell of a damn good investment, okay? So you'd way better return than throwing that, you know, $400 into the stock market. So let's call a spade there. But let's talk about future casting in sales calls, in prospecting calls, right? The process that I'm using right now is just simple. Have you ever given any thought to what happens, what your circle of carriers or suppliers are going to be, what's going to happen when they leave, like I said before, when they find new triangles, and what happens when the market turns? Have you ever given any thought of that? You know what happened during, and I'm dead serious on all of this. Like, you know what happened during COVID. Prices went up 50, 100, 200, 400, 600%. Have any of your suppliers talked to you about this? And I get very straightforward with it. It was like when ELDs came out. I remember I used to do a ton of business with Magna. And I remember talking to one of my customers, Greg at CamSlide. I was like, Greg, ELDs are coming out. We're not going to be impacted by that. We're Magna. I'm like, no, you're actually going to be impacted by that way more than you think you're going to be because you're Magna and because of the volume and because you do milk runs and you're picking up 9 different, 10 different LTL orders at the same in one truck and distributing it. So you're doing hub and spoke. You're not doing pool. All of these things told me, no, you're wrong. And I told him you're wrong. And you know what happened? I stopped doing a lot of business with him because he didn't like being told he was wrong. But I'll tell you, 2 weeks after ELD started, he called me back. He goes, I apologize. You were right. Because I was. And it's nothing. It doesn't mean I'm no different than any of you. I just knew this was going to be an issue. So I brought it to the forefront. But here's the thing. So many people didn't want to talk about it. Now, maybe they didn't understand it. Maybe they just, you know, they didn't want to have the conversation because I had to be willing to let go of freight, which meant less commissions, which meant less orders, which meant less revenue for my corporation. I had to be able to answer to my superiors about that, to my managers, to my VPs, to the owners about that. But I was steadfast and I said, no, I said, I was explaining to them what the future is going to hold. And I know it's going to happen. And just as I know it's going to happen, the market's going to turn. What are you doing right now to talk to your present customers about when the market turns? Think about that. Are you just leaving it to chance? Are you actually doing something that's going to change the dynamic of your relationship? Doing something that's going to help protect your customer, that's going to show your customer that you're on top of it. That's what the game is now. Anyone can move freight from A to B. Anyone. It's about what you're doing in the interim to help mitigate negative exposure for your prospects and customers. I truly believe that's the winning game plan in 2024. I truly believe that. And even when the market turns, continue this process. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I did another comparison this week. I know I did one last week, but here's the trend line that we're seeing. This lane is getting tighter and tighter because what you're doing is you're giving them the information ahead of time, right? Because again, let's take a step back here for a minute, right? During COVID, when you had to raise prices, did you ever have a conversation with your customers about how did that make you feel? Because I'll tell you, the majority of customers, regardless if they like, and this is one thing that I think everybody needs to get out of their head. It's like, well, you go to the fuel pumps, you know what it's like. They don't care. They know fuel costs more. But if you're not telling them what's going on, if you're not showing them what's happening, you are just like everyone else. They are going to think, oh, you're making more money. It's about you getting higher profits. Because a lot of them did. And I'm sorry, don't kid yourself here. A lot of your customers felt bamboozled. Bamboozled? Bamboozled. They felt taken. they felt taken because their costs were increasing and they couldn't do anything about it. So when they felt taken, where were you to help them filter that information in a positive way? Nobody likes paying more than they have to for anything, right? But where is that filtration piece? And I think a lot of companies miss that filtration piece. And a lot of sales reps don't even pay attention to it. They're going, they're doing their day-to-day, they're doing their due, and all of a sudden, they get hit. They're not having a conversation with their suppliers. Hey, what's going on out there? What is happening with you? We have, you know, we want to make sure when our customers double down and their other suppliers start leaving, we can take care of it. Are you in that position? No, I'm not. I need freight to that area. Like, I'm struggling. Well, now you just found a new lane where you can help and do an REL, a reverse engineered logistics process to sell. And you have a supplier, you know the capacity, you know what they do, you know how good they are because you use them. Now all of a sudden it's like, huh, yeah, hey, let me see if I can get that. Hey, team, right? You have colleagues at the office. If you're a manager watching this, hey, department, hey, Salesforce, we have a supplier that's looking for this, this, and this. The volume is this, this, and this a week that they can take. Not only that, this is the price. What are you doing? You're arming your sales team with more information than 99.9% of sales reps have when they make a cold call, when they do a cold email. You just armed your team with information that's invaluable to them getting new business. You've invigorated them. You've motivated them. As a sales rep, you're motivated because you're like, man, I got a supplier that can do 5 a week. I'm gonna pound the phones and get those 5 a week covered. Because it's easy. It almost becomes low-hanging fruit because you have the supplier before you have the business. So now you can talk to the business with the utmost confidence that you already have the supplier. completely changes the game. So I hope that, I believe we're, I don't even know how long we're on here, but 25 minutes. So we've reached our time. I apologize. I went 10 minutes over, everyone. I hope that information served you, because I think this is a key piece for the remainder of 2024 and into the future, is really future casting your sales, future casting what you can do, future casting what the world looks like working with you. Forget about the now, because the ones that you get now are looking for price. And which means that tomorrow, another person is going to come in cheaper. You're going to lose the business. Okay. And again, I know some of you managers out there probably are like, Dan, what the fuck did you just say? But it's true. Play a little bit of a slower burn for long-term results. I'd much rather take an extra month to get a customer and keep them for 5 years than get them today and lose them in 3 months. All right, my friends, go out there, make every call educational and crush your sales. And remember, future cast, be that person that gives them the information they need to make educated choices all day long, and you'll always win. Talk to you soon.